Kathy?
I just have to point out one potential use of Oncotype in this, given our difficulty with getting reliable ER and HER2 testing in many community labs. I've been called by referring physicians twice in the last month with exactly this sort of patient, where they sent the Oncotype test, and I actually wouldn't have suggested sending it because it's unlikely that she's going to be in anything but the high-risk group, intermediate if you're lucky. And they both came back in the low-risk group, which suggested to me that their local testing for ER and or HER2 was inaccurate. Now, a $3,500 test is an expensive way to get quality control for ER and HER2, but it does have that potential for those patients.
I think that's the main value of that assay. I think if you do really good testing for those variables that the Oncotype DX has, you don't need the Oncotype DX. And I'd love to have the Oncotype DX run up against our lab or other labs that know how to do these tests, and I'll bet you I know the result.
So I will say that one of the questions to be asked in the TAILOR-Rx trial, but everybody in this room, perhaps with a couple of exceptions, will be retired before we get the data, is to do that, is to lift the veil and say, does this give you better information than the at-home assay did? We can still get some of that as we go along. The question is, which of those relates to outcomes? And that's the one.
Hal?
Well, my comment just is to follow up on Kent's on the Oncotype testing, which is I totally agree that superb pathology could probably get around the need for the Oncotype assay. If we had Kent's group at Baylor and Paul Rosen at Memorial Sloan Kettering and other mavens look at every slide and opine on them, I think we could probably get the same answer. The trouble is that's not realistic. And secondly, I'm impressed that it has taken the Oncotype data to catalyze people's interests in really figuring out that someone doesn't need chemotherapy. We've had a lot of this other data for a long time, and for the most part, people haven't been persuaded that there's reliable enough pathology that we can make decisions to get rid of chemo based on that data.
We're actually moving in that direction in our discussion. Final comment from John?
I said disagree again with Harold and raised this question. None of the American panels have come up, which is, why can the UK have a national program where you can have reproducible grade? It's not you can't say you don't get it, you can't do it. It's actually been shown now in a number of European centres, and it's a national program where you get reproducible grade. Why can't you do it in America?
Kent?
Not only that, you guys have set up a program. You guys couldn't measure, with few exceptions, ER and PR by ligand binding. But since we've switched to immunohistochemistry, they've been the leaders.
Sure.
And they set up a national quality control program for this, and they do it right.
And the point I'm making is you're treating people you shouldn't be treating. You're giving drugs to them that you shouldn't be giving.
And there are people who could have tremendous benefit from non-toxic therapy. Every time I interviewed Craig Allred, I want to have a stroke. And he's so calm and talking about all this stuff. And you know, people are not getting appropriate therapy. Cliff?
Well, the other Craig Allred point, of course, is that 20% of the alleged ER negatives in the NSAVP-DCIS trial, for better or worse, were positive. And so we have a scandal, essentially, on ER testing. And we all know about it. But the truth is it's not directly under any of our control except to begin to mandate standards.